A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Samach Gimel, Yuma 63a, pagination page 125, starting at the bottom, four lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. Our topic is the Azazel, the animal that was sent after the raffle, and this animal was sent out of the Beis HaMikdash and pushed off a cliff. And whatever atonement that represents is the subject of significant commentary. The questions that we're going to address, though, are number one, does an animal destined as Azazel have the status of Shchutei Chutz? Shchutei Chutz means that a carbon, an animal that was supposed to be shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, if it was shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, would be a specific violation. Does the Azazel have such a status that if someone would take the Azazel and shecht it, independent of the service that's supposed to be done to it, would that be the violation called Shechutei Chutz? Another question which we're going to address is the question called Mechusar Zman. If for some reason the animal cannot be brought as a carbon at that time, the classic case that we're going to discuss is that the animal's mother was shecht on the same day, so that it has a status of violation. You're not allowed to shecht mother and child on the same day, and therefore it's a mechusar zman. It is lacking in time. It's intrinsically a kosher carbon, but you would have to wait for tomorrow. You would have to wait for a different time in order to bring it. Another case of mechusar zman is where the animal simply isn't old enough to be brought as a korban. Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Umiyom HaShmini Vahala, from 8 days and on, it's kosher as a korban. Before that, it would be Mechusar Zman. It's a very nice korban, but time has not elapsed in a way to make it valid as of yet. So let's see these two topics. One is Shechitas Chutz, and the other is Mechusar Zman. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, any person from Klal Yisrael, asher yishchat sharo kesev o eiz b'machane, that's going to shecht one of these animals, o asher yishchat michutz l'machane, ve'al pesach o el moed lo hevio, and it was an animal that was supposed to have been brought to the Oel Moed as a korban. It was designated as a korban. Lakriv korban l'ashem, to bring it as a korban, and you didn't. So that's the case of Shechutei Chutz, that it's a violation. On to Amud Beis. E korban, if only the word korban had been used, Shamei ani afilu kotshi bedek habayis, shenikru korban. So perhaps even if it's just a financial ownership by the Beis HaMikdash, not that it's destined as an actual korban, but it's just brought close because it's owned by the Beis HaMikdash, ke'inyan shenemar, as we find that there is a usage of the word korban for something that's not an actual korban. Vanakre ves korban Hashem, by the discussion of Melchemes Midyon at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, it's described that the booty is called korban, brought close to Hashem. So I would think that even a financial relationship, even if it's not an actual korban, would be included in this. And if an animal is owned by the Beis HaMikdash, it would be included in Shechutei Chutz, even if it's not a korban. Talmud Lomar, so the Pasuk also says, Vel Pesach Oel Moed Lo Avio, they didn't bring it to the Oel Moed. So it's meant as a korban. Kolaroi lepesach al moed chayev olav b'chutz. Only something that's fitting to be brought as an offering by the Oel Moed, that's the case of this violation called Shechutei Chutz, if it was shecht outside. Kol shein aroi lepesach al moed ein chayev olav b'chutz. But if it's not fitting for the Oel Moed, then it's not going to be this violation. Otsi Eilu She'ein Ru'uyin LePesach Oel Moed. So I could easily exclude anything that's simply a financial relationship with the Beis HaMikdash, because that's not an offering, that's not a karbon. And therefore it wasn't included in the Pasuk, which said, Ve'al Pesach Oel Moed Lo'avio, he should have brought it to the Oel Moed. That's clearly talking only about karbanos. Velo otzi, but I remain with a question regarding the sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, regarding this animal that's going to be sent for Azazel, because at one point it was brought la'ohel mo'ed, and before the goral, the raffle, it could have gone either way. So this animal, in certain ways, was brought la'ohel mo'ed. It is fitting to be brought over there. Talmud Lomar LaHashem. And therefore the Pasuk says an even finer description of what this violation entails. It's only something that's LaHashem. Mishem Yuchadim LaHashem. It has to be designated to Hashem. Yatsu Elu She'em Yuchadim LaHashem. But this thing, this animal, this case, is not designated for Hashem, it's designated La'azazel, and therefore Shchutei Chutz does not apply to the case of Azazel. And that animal, once it is decided to be La'azazel, if someone were to shecht it, they would get pretty angry with him, but it's not a violation called Shchutei Chutz, because it wasn't destined to be a karban LaHashem. It had already been designated LaAzazel. So that's the case of Shchutei Chutz. Let's drop down one line, and we find that there is another type of violation called Mechuser Zman, which does apply to the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. The Gemara says, Ye rotze lekorban isha la'ashem, it should be accepted as a korban for Hashem. Says the Gemara, Minayin shelo yakdi shenu mechuser zman, how do I know that you should not, that you can't make an animal kadosh as a mechuser zman if it's lacking the time necessary? Talmud Lomar Korban LaHashem, there's a pasuk that says L'rabos So'ir HaMishtaleach, to include the So'ir HaMishtaleach, this animal La'azazel, Mechuser Zman would apply to it. Drop down about four lines. In the middle of a line, the Gemara becomes very inquisitive, wondering, what is this case of Mechuser Zman that you're telling me the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, the Azazel, doesn't work? How could it work as a Mechuser Zman? When you try to do the Goral, the raffle, it's only going to work if the animal is fitting to be a Korban LaHashem. How could the entire raffle process work if the animal is a Mechuser Zman? The Gemara says, Taima de Rabbi Rachmana, it's only because the Torah included it that Sa'ir HaMishtaleach also has the laws of Mechuser Zman. Halo Rabbi Ave Amina, Sa'ir HaMishtaleach Kadosh be Mechuser Zman. You would think that Sa'ir HaMishtaleach works if it's missing the time element, and right now it can't be a karban. For Eina Goro Koveela Beroi LaShem. We have a rule that if you're making a goral, both animals have to be equally eligible to become the Korban LaHashem. So at the moment of the goral, it definitely had to be that this animal was fitting to become a Korban. So when exactly did it suddenly become a Mechuser Zman? For example, if it's 8 days old, it's even more than 8 days old after the goral. What could have happened that's Mechuser Zman in nature, that you require this information to know that mechusar zman applies to a sayur mashtaleach. Again, of course it applies to sayur mashtaleach because before it was a sayur mashtaleach, it was an animal eligible to become the Karban Lashem. And at that time, it certainly could not be mechusar zman. And therefore, in order to have gone through the goral process, it clearly had to have been eligible. Let's move on to the next staff, and we'll see the answer of Rava. Rava Amar kigon shahaya lo chole besech beso. The person who sold this animal that ended up through the raffle becoming la'azazel, that person who sold it had the mother of the animal that he sold. The mother was still in his flock. V'shachat imo b'yom ha-kippurim. And he went and shecht that mother of the Azazel animal on Yom Kippur, explains Rashi. Someone was sick in his family and needed meat, and he was allowed to shecht because it's pikuach nefesh. So he shecht the mother. The result is that the child, the one that's going la'azazel, ends up, after the goral took place, suddenly became a mechusar zman. You're not allowed to shecht this animal today. But at the time of the goral, it was fully eligible. It's only after the shechita of its mother that it became ineligible. Asks the Gemara, v'chi haygavna mi'osir, would it really be a violation? Lo sishchatu amar Rachman, it's only if you shecht an animal. V'olav shechita hi, pushing the azazel off the cliff, is not shechita. So I didn't do shechita of the mother and the child on the same day. Ha'amri b'ma'arava, but they explained, d'chayasa latzok zui shechitaso, pushing it off the cliff is considered the status of shechita, and therefore you would not be allowed to do it now that we know there's a concept of mechusar zman. Now that we know that this animal had a mother that could have been shecht, so you wouldn't be allowed to do it, and that would be the case that we're discussing. Just to make the observation that indeed the shechita of mother and child on the same day has no relevance to who the owners are. If the owner sells one of them, then whoever shechts first gets a good shechita, and the other one would not be allowed to shecht on that same day. Yeshe koach, have a wonderful day.